Hello and welcome to the Sound Test Live, your weekly celebration of VGM goodness, presented live by myself, Lee Tyrrell, every single week, where I will present you with a curated playlist of VGM from through the ages, and we'll spend the time discussing these tunes, what they mean, some of their history, some of their background. We've got some games to play, we've got some features to go through. Today is a very special show. We've got all sorts going on, and I know I say that at the start of every single show, but last week was a kind of dipping my toe into the idea of doing this show on my own. This week, I feel, is going to be a triumphant beginning, kind of new blossoming. What's the word for when a caterpillar becomes a butterfly? There's an actual word for that, but it's escaping my metamorphosis. There it is. And I got it on the little brass jingle there, so that worked perfectly. This is the new metamorphosis into the Sound Test Live on my own. We've got the Sound Effects Showdown back. We've got the VGM Song 5 Battle back. We'll be doing a tiny little wild card section at the end. We've got a massive request and everything else I've just put together for you guys' pleasure today. However, it's a little bit of a truncated, shorter show. We're going to be doing quite a short wildcard section at the end because we have a premiere at 8:30, which is just under an hour and a half from now, of a Alien Isolation highlights, which I've put together over the past week, culled down from 22 hours of footage of me and Dale, previous ex-co-host of this show, way back in season one of this live show, when we did our very first stream ever 5 years ago, when the very first time we'd ever done anything live or even recorded gameplay or recorded us talking in any way at all. It was the first thing we'd ever done. 22 hours of it, pretty much we played Alien in its entirety, and I've made this 1 hour highlight reel, which I think is a real joy. It's so full of just fun and laughter and me and Dale just having a great time on this really immersive game. So we'll get to that at 8:30, a slightly truncated show because of it, but still lots to get through. So before we get into everything, let's deintroduce what we heard there at the very beginning. Those Who Fight intro from, of course, the Final Fantasy VII remake. And wow, we've talked about the Final Fantasy VII remake on this show before and how it's basically hasn't put a foot wrong for me so far. In every bit of promotional imagery, trailers, music, everything is just getting it absolutely perfect, absolutely on the nose. And as a huge Final Fantasy VII fan, I really didn't expect to be this satisfied with everything that I have seen so far of this remake, which of course we're still waiting for. I think it's April or something like that. And that was Those Who Fight, a kind of relaxed version of the original battle theme music from Final Fantasy VII. It's Those Who Fight intro, and there is a much bigger, fuller version of it, of course, on the remake. I've chosen not to listen to it and the rest of that soundtrack because I'm really trying to leave as much of this remake a surprise as I can, because I really think it's going to get me on a really, really stupidly deep level, that game. So I'm leaving that as much as I can. That's all I've heard, and I think it's brilliant. Of course, just an arranged version of the original battle theme, but it's so good to hear it in that kind of relaxed, kind of getting you eased into the battle version. It's so, so good. So we've got a couple of things in the chat to get to before I present you with a question yourselves, which is what I've been doing at the start of the show recently. I introduced it last week. Laundry Hamper asked if I said that we streamed for 22 hours straight. I'm sorry if that's how it came across. We certainly didn't, although I have done 24 hours in the past. I'll talk about that in the future. No, no, it was 22 hours over like a couple of months, various different hour-long streams and stuff like that. And I've gone through it and picked the bits that are actually fun to watch rather than the boring bits, like us circling around and not knowing what to do for hours, which definitely happened. So there's another reason why I played that Final Fantasy VII track today. And it's not just because it's pretty much new and we're still enjoying it and we're still on the hype train of Final Fantasy VII, but it's actually to tie into the question that I'm going to give to you guys at the start of this show. And we'll come back to some of your thoughts at the end of it and hear what you listeners have got to say. This week, I've been thinking about looping tracks and looping tracks that really don't bother you. It's kind of like an opposite to what we were talking about last week, which was effective silence in video game music. I want to talk about looping tracks, which is obviously a big thing of video game music. When you go back to the consoles and the chip days, tracks had to be looping. We didn't have such massive generative systems that we could rely on. So I want to hear from you what are some of your favorite tracks that you just could hear looping in the background non-stop. It doesn't matter how many times that you have heard them, it simply doesn't bother you, because even the best of tunes can get irritating after multiple plays, after multiple grinds through the same level. It can really start to bother you. But I want to hear some of your thoughts for tracks that simply don't get old, no matter how much they loop. And my obvious choices that I'm throwing out there at the head of the show are Final Fantasy battle themes, which we opened up the show with. Because, of course, you hear them over and over and over and over again throughout the grinds, throughout the repeated battles in these long 150-hour-long games. You're going to hear these battle themes a lot. And I can honestly say they never bothered me. And I kind of always found something new in them as they continue to loop. So that's the kind of thing I'm thinking about. I want to hear your thoughts, and we'll come to that at the end of the show. Looping tracks that really, really don't bore you. And to continue on with the Final Fantasy battle theme thing that we opened up with, I'm going to listen to Don't Be Afraid from Final Fantasy VIII, which is one of my absolute favourite battle themes. Final Fantasy VIII, I feel, although it is beloved, is still underrated, which says a lot about how much I love it. But this is a live orchestrated Distant Worlds version, and oh, how triumphant it is. And just to answer one last quick thing in the chat before we jump into it, yes, Dad, I do use OBS, and I'll teach you how to use it if you like. And Lewis, I'm sorry to hear that you've injured yourself, but welcome into the show. Hopefully we can cure what ails you with a little bit of VGM. Don't Be Afraid from Final Fantasy VIII, Distant Worlds version. F1 2017 Fast Forward TDK mix by TDK himself from the relatively released album Me, which definitely needs to be checked out on Bandcamp particularly. But if you haven't got that much cash in the bank, just get yourself over to Spotify. Really, really great album that has just been, well, I say just been released. And I think it was at the very end of last year, like right at the end of 2019, that Me came out in its entirety. I might be wrong on that, but it doesn't matter when it came out. Check it out, because TDK is one of VGM's biggest legends, in my opinion, going all the way back to the Amiga and just continuing that all the way through a great career through Bullfrog Productions up to his just astounding innovative work on various racing games, such as F1, various F1 games, which we will be coming more to in a future podcast special after the next two episodes, Outer Wilds and Detroit Become Human. And then we'll be doing a racing special with TDK, Steve Rocket and Ian Livingston. It's going to be a really interesting one because on that one, although there is a lot of talk about music, actually, and particularly licensed music, which makes it unique, there's also a lot of talk about pure sound design and pure recording cars and synthesizing car noises and things like that. It's absolutely fascinating. One of the reasons why it's been hanging back so long in the series is because of how much expansive material there is there to get my teeth into. So much stuff. And speaking of stuff to get my teeth into, let's do the sound effects showdown for the first time in God knows how long. We're going to start again, fresh slate. I know that we were halfway through a round when we ended the last season, but of course, circumstances out of my control, everything kind of went up in the air. We're going to start a fresh slate, brand new points, everyone's at naught. It's still the same format though, so let's lay it out in case we've got any new listeners. The sound effects showdown is where we hear three sound effects from three different games and you have a week to guess what they are, the sound effects and the games that they're from, for 6 points in total. After 5 weeks, I count up everyone's points and the guy, or the girl rather, I meant to say whoever has the most points, I don't know why that came out, whoever has the most points will get a physical hamper of goods at the end of the whole thing. I've already had a couple of physical hamper winners. Both Ollie and Lewis got big hampers of actual physical video games, relics like mugs, some Soundtest stickers, things like that, and that's what you can get for winning. And really just come along to the show and play the game. It's free to play, but you could go away with a box full of awesome retro-tinged kind of goods that I'll personalise for you. So let's play this very first round. Regular listeners will recognise it because it was in the last live stream, which has actually never been made available anywhere else and didn't go on other platforms like my other shows did. So because of that, I only got the one airplay and we never actually got anybody's answers on this one. So I thought we'd start off this next round of five with that one that kind of got abandoned and left on its own, because I feel a bit bad for the sound effects, abandoning them off to the side and not even getting any answers. So let's kick off this first 5 week round with this sound effect showdown, which regular listeners will have heard before, but this time I can actually hear what you think of it. Three sounds, three different games, 6 points to go for. You can get your answers in everywhere. Twitter, where I'm at GreenT128, Facebook, comments, anything like that. It's been a couple of weeks since I heard that. I always love these sound effects showdowns. One more time. So that's week one of five of a whole new round. So it's anybody's game. If you've never played the game before, you might as well come in now, because anybody could win it as long as you know what the sounds are as we go through the 5 week round. Each week, three sounds from three different games and you guess what they are for a 6 point haul. You've got a week to get your answers in on those and we'll come back to them at the end of the show. Whew, I haven't done that in a while. Basically got my way through it, so let's hear some music because I definitely need a drink. Let's hear this request that Ollie threw through. It's a long one, but it's worth every single minute of your time. It always is when it's Format, a prominent demo scene who gets a lot of respect from a lot of people, rightly so, because his demo scene stuff is unbelievable. In fact, since we just heard TDK, I believe TDK speaks about Format's work at length in the interview that we do, and that'll pop up in the Amiga episode, which is quite a while away off because there's many episodes to do before that. But yes, there's some TDK patting Format on the back to come in the podcast, and rightly so, because it's always good stuff. So, chosen by Ollie, the Golden Ages, and this is quite a journey. Guess who's here?
Who's here?
It's Dale.
Who?
It's you. Don't you remember who you are?
I've had some experiences, but I'm thinking I remember.
I think the chat probably remember who you are better than you do. So, season one co-host returns.
Hello.
To the Sound Test Live for the first time in God knows how long.
In this year, especially.
Yeah, I think it probably has been about a year or something
From this year, returned. Oh. First time I've been on here this year.
Well, 2020, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of when the last time was, but I can't even be bothered.
No.
It must have been eight, because you came to the 8-Bit Symphony, didn't you?
Yeah.
So it must have been around that time.
That was June.
That was June-ish, yeah. Something like that. So it'll have been something like that.
Ballers, hello.
Dale is round share the Alien premiere.
Yeah, and hang out.
So he's joined us halfway through.
Yeah.
And there we are. I've still got about an hour of the show to go, I think.
Good evening, fellas.
Do you want to hear how your feature has evolved?
Yeah.
Considering that you invented the sound effects showdown,
I dabbed it in a little petri dish.
You did,
and then I haven't seen it.
For
a while.
It's your baby, man, and I'll never forget you coming in with the idea of it, and me just being like, "Absolutely, we're doing that." And yeah, it's developed into a fully fledged thing. I think I did show you the physical things that I sent.
Yeah, you've shown me some little. I was going to say laundry detergents. I don't know why.
It's because you wanted to say laundry hamper, hamper.
Yeah. You just broke down my mental thought.
Yeah, absolutely, man. See, everyone knows you better than you know you. What the hell does that say?
I want to see what it has hopefully flourished into.
Who knows? You might be able to get one of them. So the listeners have already heard this, so we'll just play this the once for you.
Go on.
And then we'll come back to it again at the end of the show.
Headphones are on. Oh,
yeah. There's a little tinge there on that last one.
Oh, no.
A little tinge there on that last one for you.
It rung a bell, but from what church one does not know.
We'll give you three more goes on that right at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And I'll get it a bit louder for you because I've turned the volume down.
The second one nearly made me burst out laughing.
Absolutely. Well, let's get it again, actually. The second one. Yeah, have you got any idea what that might even be?
No.
All right, well, maybe three times later on will shake something out of you. We'll see. So that's the Sound Effects Showdown, which you invented, Dale. There's something else that we could chat about right now, but time is ticking on, so we'll probably get into it.
Are we pressed, are we?
Well, yeah, because we've got this premiere thing at 8:30.
Oh, snap.
Definitely want to get all of this playlist.
Shit, I haven't brought my tickets.
No, well, it's all right. I won't charge you.
Oh.
You've got a starring role, so you're all right. Did you forget about that as well?
Is that why I was signing loads of autographs outside?
All them paparazzi in Grimsby. All right, so you've come in at a good time, because I've got this kind of lined up for you. I'm pretty sure you used to like this tune. We played this back when you used to be on the show. So hopefully this might like shake something out of your memory.
This might unlock me from within.
It's a pretty abrasive tune, so if anything's going to, this is going to. To the regular listeners, you'll know this tune probably quite well, because I've played it a couple of times. Heady the Hero from Dynamite Heady, and oh, what a tune it is.
Thank you.
Bunny Dog from Bad Dudes and Zyko from an album called Psychokinetic 1, but it is actually a version of Humoresque of a Little Dog from Earthbound. I believe it was also in the very first Mother, but I'm not too sure about that. Either way, it's from the Mother series, one of my favourite tunes ever from that series, and appears in Smash Brothers. So there you go, Dale. I've got to get that done before we can turn to you and talk to you.
Me, no. Likey.
I tried to be a more professional show.
Bouncing it over to me.
Yeah, bouncing it over to you for some more chaos.
I'm going to shoot a brick.
All right. Haven't you got something to say?
I got plenty to say, man. Hello to Chudstar, by the way, and y'all. you mentioned the 8-Bit Symphony.
I got
a weird, well, not a weird story, just some sort of story. The other day, I was just scrolling through Facebook and that chat, and it came up with a little red one notification. I was like, what's this? And it was from a guy who I'd been chatting to the day after.
Was it Darren?
It was Darren.
Yeah, see, I remember.
Yeah, it was Darren. He was like, oh, hey, is this you from the from the 8-Bit Symphony?
Yeah,
it was like 9 months ago.
Oh, right.
And I was like, oh, shit.
What an asshole you are.
I don't, but that's the first time I've seen it.
Yeah,
like,
well,
literally the first time.
That's Facebook Messenger for you. It does pull these tricks.
It pulls these tricks because it was like, it didn't allow his message to come through. And I was like, wow, that's proper, that's a fox pass right there.
A fox pass.
Yeah.
A fox. Right, okay, so you've got a chance to apologise right now.
I did. I instantly messaged him and was like, dude, and then sent it.
But of course you haven't been on the show in pretty much all that time, and you've been a busy, busy boy.
You've been
breaking all of your bones working.
But every single bone has been broken and reconstructed.
But now
my legs are on my shoulders and my hands are coming out of my hips.
You've teased to me during the music.
I've done a little quit time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've quit your job.
Fuck the man.
I'm guessing that's part of the reason why you've got the more freedom to be on this show right here and now.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Well, why fuck the man? There must be a tale behind this. There must be a revolutionary...
Oh, man, well, it's just... just general life stuff. Just harsh on the old body clock.
Oh, well, I don't want to get into a therapy session here and have us start blubbering and everything.
There's no chaise long for me to lay out on and tell you my troubles.
No, but we, Ollie, regular listener, says he's injured from falling over in his own driveway.
Oh, man.
And Lewis clocked his own head on his doorway before starting this show. We've got an injured listener base today. You sound like you need some soothing. So as I say, we need to cure what ails you with some V, G plus the M.
That's what they prescribe at doctors now.
Yeah, and I knew you were coming, and I've deliberately kept it secret from the listeners.
Oh,
but I knew you were coming.
He did yell sturdy.
And I'm, what?
He did yell sturdy.
Okay. I thought you said he did the old sturdy. I thought that was a newism that I'd have to get used to.
That's going to come out in 2022.
Well, right, yeah, because you are ahead of the game. There's no doubt about it. You're out of the game.
Yeah.
But today's playlist, I've deliberately put some things on just for you.
Oh, man.
So let's try and get to those and have a little bit of fun and see if we can raise you out of your chair.
I'll tell you what, man, I'm already having fun.
That's again, it's good.
It's straight back to it.
That's great to hear.
My heart is pounding with pure... pure pride.
Well, this one isn't one from the old days that you'll recognise. This is a new one that I still think you'll enjoy. Goron City, or is it Goron? I'm not a huge Zelda fan after Link to the Past.
Just looking at that word there, I would say Goron.
Yeah, me too. I'm a huge Link to the Past fan, but after that, Zelda kind of slipped out of my grasp, which is exactly why I'm playing this. I actually lost a couple of followers this week saying that I don't like Breath of the Wild.
Damn.
The latest Zelda game.
Did they shoot you some angry messages?
No, it was just really obvious.
Because
they were particularly big Breath of the Wild fans, and I know that they were.
Oh.
And they, like, buggered off as soon as I said something bad about Breath of the Wild on Twitter.
A protest unfollow.
It was a protest about my opinions on Breath of the Wild, which are actually quite well known on this show. I talk about them a lot. And we've got Breath of the Wild fans in the show, so it's good to know that there are measured people out there who understand that there are different opinions that people can have.
A little dig back.
So, yeah, no, all of these guys are fantastic because we're all here and enjoying the fact that we've got different opinions.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. And I just want to throw the torch over to Breath of the Wild because I do still think it's got great music. And hey-ho, I'm not a big fan of the game, but I'm still going to celebrate its awesome music right here on my live VGM show. Shall we do it?
You goddamn right.
Goron City, then this is an absolute tune. And then after that, Dale, I expect to see you pop out of your chair.
Oh, I'm going to be popping, all right. Thank you.
all of hieroglyphs from Wario Land 4, something we've played many times on this show. Dale is still moving.
I know. Such a good tune, man. Oh, both tunes.
It was always
back to back.
Always one of your favourites, that one, Hall of Hieroglyphs. But that other one, Goron City, was something, a new one I picked out that I did think Dale's going to like this.
I really did, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Because I'm not that familiar with Breath of the Wild, so I was listening to it for the first time earlier on today, and when I started getting into that groove of...
Yeah.
I went, oh, Dale's got to get Dale's got to get into that little one right there.
I climbed into it and embraced it.
Yeah.
And then butter-sided down with Hall of Hieroglyphics.
Yeah. What a pair of tunes right there. You are right. That was a lucky one to dip into there. Now you are here and settled into the show.
Yeah.
Wario Land 4, what an absolutely brilliant game that is. We've had Lewis agree in the chat saying he bloody loved this game. He played it loads when he was very young, same here. Played on the Game Boy Advance. Such a great game. Quirky, cartoonish, fun, with a really interesting soundtrack. It's got a few tunes, actually.
Did the GBA do it justice?
Well, it was only on the GBA, if that's what you're trying to say.
Did it do the tune justice?
Yeah, well, it was basically what you just heard there.
Yeah,
through
for
a
sure.
Tiny, tiny little speaker. That actually wasn't too bad. That took me right back to sitting in the back of a dark car on long journeys playing the GBA.
Oh, I thought when you said dark car, it was through your abduction phase.
Oh, God. We've gone into a dark patch. Here on the sound test. No. We were just like coming home from Meadow Hall or something that. Yeah.
A family trip.
Yeah, playing Wario Land 4 and this wrestling game I used to have, actually. That was really, really good.
I'm trying to think back to days.
Well, they would do submissions and it would have this great sound effect. I don't know if I could do it like a cook, cook, cook. And that was supposed to be like the kneecap breaking.
Oh, yeah. Like a crunch. Yeah. Almost a crunch.
Like a little VGM crunch. I need to try and find that for
you. You do.
Need to try and find that to get you going. So we used to do the VGM Song Fight Battle when you were around.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's still going. And it's spiralled and spiralled and spiralled. And there's all sorts of story.
Upward, I hope.
Well, in different directions is probably the best way to describe it.
In a 360... angles.
Occasionally upwards, occasionally sideways.
Plateau motion.
Never really know where the VGM Song Fight Battle is going to go.
That's true.
But we've brought it back this week after a couple of weeks of a break. And I'm doing the same thing with this that I did with the Sound Effects Showdown, which is to replay what we had on the last show, which never actually went out on Spotify or anything like that. So then actual listeners can hear it. Because I think only the three or four live guys who were in at the time heard that particular VGM Song Fight Battle.
So you want to spread it to the masses.
Yeah, we'll go back and we'll repeat that. Because I can't... And I never actually did a vote on it. So I actually need to do a poll on it this week and get a winner for next week.
Yeah,
and continue on the story.
It's hard with any kind of election with no polls.
Exactly. This is basically got to be... really hard to try and describe now that it's been a couple of weeks away from it. The VGM Song Fight Battle is a complex maze that even a mastermind would have a tough time.
I'll give you a deep breath to go with.
Okay. So, fucking hell. Right, so the idea of the VGM Song Fight Battle is that week after week we pit two different tracks up against each other in a kind of narrative storyline battle that continues with each week. You pick which of the two tracks you preferred in a poll I put up on Twitter. Usually I forget it, but this week I won't, I promise. I'm going to get back on it.
You're going to get it done.
And the winner continues on into the next week and takes on a new opponent in a whole new story thread, continuing on the narrative. If something wins three times in a row, however, it gets taken out of contention and becomes a Hall of Famer. That way it doesn't just get... played week after week after week if it is a particularly banging tune.
It gets plated in gold.
Yes.
And put upon thou mantelpiece for life.
It's a very, very long and complicated story at this point. So
let's just start from the start then.
Well, there's no point.
No, it's no point. That is quite the story. That's almost two novels worth.
Fortunately, I've been keeping tabs of it on a Twitter thread. That keeps every little chapter in a nice, condensed, readable little thing. So you can go back and read the backstory, and I'll have that as a link in the description after this is broadcast. I will put that in the description so you can get nice and up to date. But basically, that happens to me once a week.
Where we what?
I'm surprised that hasn't happened to me already. Oh, well. Where we are in the story is basically that Sephiroth has been a huge, big bad guy causing massive problems around the world. People have been after a dimensional rift device to kind of try and track him down because he's hiding in another dimension. Master Hand has hidden that dimensional rift device from Quantum Conundrum in the Lost Woods from Zelda.
Master Hand, man.
So that only a true warrior can track it down.
And a true warrior hath you found?
A true warrior's is where we're at, coming into the Lost Woods, tracking down the dimensional rift device, who... Once they've gotten it, they might finally be able to take Sephiroth down.
Locate his ass and take him down.
We've already had Dr. Robotnik enter the Lost Woods and fail to get the dimensional rift device.
Failed.
And where we were at in the last time we did this, which we're going to repeat this week, is Minecraft Steve entering the Lost Woods, not even looking for the dimensional rift device, just looking for new trees.
He just so happened to be there.
Yeah, he's just looking for new trees to punch up to make a new house.
Block by Glorious Block.
Exactly, that's all he's looking for. But will he come across the dimensional rift device en route?
He's going to be surprised if he finds it.
Indeed, and be the hero to take down Sephiroth.
Is he even going to know what to do with it?
Well, exactly. But he'll work it out, because that's the whole point of Minecraft, exploration. Yeah. He'll probably just press buttons on it until he's face-to-face with the one-winged angel himself, Sephiroth.
Oh my God.
Exactly. Horrible, isn't
he's
it?
He's just like, I just wanted to make some armour out of this, and now I'm facing life or death.
But it's up to you. In a poll I put up on Twitter, and I will do it this time.
He gets enough grief from creepers.
Look, man, that was hard to get through. I'm getting grief from you right now. Let me play the goddamn tracks. Even the listeners want the exact same thing. Let's just play these goddamn tracks. Steve entering the Lost Woods from Zelda, but will he find the dimensional rift device? It's up to you.
Round one. Thank you. 2.
Far from Minecraft, C418, absolutely beautiful tune, and leads me to remember that, although I did pretty well with that VGM Song Fight Battle rundown, I never said what the songs were going to be, which I usually do.
Oh, really?
The actual tracks themselves representing the different, you know, Steve in this case and the Lost Woods.
Well, holler it at us.
So, Far from Minecraft Volume Beta from C418, and what an amazing tune that is. Mm. And to represent the Lost Woods, we had Saria's song, or is it Saria's song?
Saria.
I would have said Saria, but what do I know? From the Celtic Link Themes from The Legend of Zelda by Eamon Noon and the DIT Irish Traditional Music Ensemble. And that is amazing as well. We've heard a couple of tracks from that in this show's history, and it is always mind-blowing.
I can't decipher my preference there.
Well, that's it. It's up to you guys which one was the best in your mind in the poll that I promise I will put up on Twitter.
The promised poll.
And we'll continue this story next week and find out if Steve does indeed unearth that dimensional rift device from Quantum Conundrum or not.
Out of morbid interest, I kind of want to know what happens there. Him finding it.
We'll come back next week.
Yeah, to find out if Steve possibly dies.
If he doesn't find it, then we're going to have a third potential champion enter the Lost Woods.
Yeah.
And then after that, because the Lost Woods will be made a Hall of Famer, theoretically, then we'd have to imagine that, like, the grass has grown over the dimensional rift device and it's never, ever going to be found ever again.
That's it.
It's just totally buried in there now. And they're going to have to find an alternative way of tracking down Sephiroth. So there we go. Narrative, story, arcs.
100,000 years' time, someone with a little metal detector comes along and finds it.
Exactly. We would definitely come back to it in, like, season 18 of the sound test.
Sits it up in a museum there.
And Ollie in his 80s would be like, oh my God, they've referenced season 3 of the VGM Songfight Battle.
Full circle.
Absolutely. You see, I've got these things in mind. I've been planning the story for about a year now. I've got things in mind and there are some twists to come, trust me.
Holla folk.
But let's get out of VGM Songfight Battle land because it always mashes up my brain. And properly mashes up my brain. And we've only got just over 15 minutes before this Alien Isolation premiere, which we're both excited to check out. You haven't seen it since we did it.
No, man.
So yeah, we're ready to go. Let's just actually jump into a bumping, bouncy, fun tune to get us in the mood for that still. Keep in the mood for that is what I'm trying to say.
Keeping it high.
Thank you. I was going to say, I need some help here, Dale. You jump right in there.
Keeping it high.
Sidekicks, co-hosts, always helping me out. Cheers, Dale. I'm going to reward you with this one, NBA Jam's Team Select. Oh, what an absolute banger this shit. One is. Oh, two upbeat tunes there. That's quite a messed up one, actually. It's in a really fast 7/8 meter or something like that, which is quite strange timing for VGM. Winning results from Mario Kart 64.
Vibed with it. Yeah. Vibed with them both.
I used to leave that on in the background when I was growing up, when I had an N64 for a brief period.
Yeah.
Just because it was a tune.
Yeah.
And she's chilling with it.
Thor knows. Good times.
Always good times on the Mario Kart, no matter what Mario Kart it is.
True.
Except Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. on the Nintendo Switch, which I did not enjoy.
Burn.
I just feel like they ruined it. It was an updated version of the what they had on the Wii U, and they like added a kind of double weapons system that messed up the whole like feeling of the race.
Yeah.
The race just became far too manic. It was all about the weapons. Well, the ba-ba, da-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba.
There's a shell, there's a blue shell, there's a banana.
It was absolutely non-stop, and it just wasn't fun anymore. You know, you want a bit of racing in your racing game. You don't want it all to be chaotic melee.
Yeah, man. I remember, what was the one that we used to smash about?
The one that was your absolute favourite was on the Wii, the straight-up Wii.
Yeah.
Mario Kart Wii. You were obsessed with that.
Yeah, with the nostalgia. I used to drive the nostalgia.
Precisely. You could never quite get into Mario Kart 8, which I absolutely loved on the Wii U. I thought it was the perfect Mario game.
The glimmer had been taken off on the newest one.
I thought it was brilliant, but they kind of ruined it for
Deluxe.
For Deluxe, yeah. No, I was looking at the chat there because Shady Lane was saying that tune, Winning Results, was in 11.8. I'm not so sure about that. He might be right. I was trying to figure it out earlier, and I very quickly ended up counting a 7 thing really quickly. And I was probably wrong, though. Who cares? That's just Muso talk.
I don't know what numbers I was counting.
No. Binary?
The alphabet.
Yeah, well, that'll be Dale for you. Just, and backwards as well. Wouldn't surprise me.
Starting from K.
But we're basically at the end of this. Return for Dale show.
Well, no, it's the Sound Test Live show.
Well, absolutely.
And I've just came in and bogarted.
Yeah, you've happened to come in. I think you're worried because you don't want people to think you've got to be here every week.
I'll try.
But whatever, whenever you happen to be around.
I'll try,
come
man.
Come on in. Either way.
I love it, man.
The show is a stalwart of VGM madness each week. And whenever you're free, come on in. And that goes for all you listeners and all. Whether I get the timings wrong on Mario Kart tunes or not.
Don't hold us to that.
Well, I'll give you a go on it next week and see what numbers you come out with.
All right.
Right, sound effect showdown three more times. Already trying not to laugh again at the second one.
I know the third one. I know the game. Of the third one.
We've got two more times.
Yeah.
And last time.
Yes.
Okay, so you've got all week to get your answers in on those three different sounds from three different games for 6 points in total. The first round of five towards a physical win of actual goods that I will send to you, and you can get your answers in on wherever you like, wherever you can contact me.
On whichever platform you desire.
And I will note them down and start racking them up. Now, I don't think we're going to have much time for a wild card section, which I was going to do.
I'm looking at the maths, man.
At the end of the show.
And yeah, there's an overlap.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play this tune, which I had ready to go at the end of the track, at the end of the playlist.
You can do a rollover.
And then we're going to go straight into this wild card choice that Ollie chose. And then there'll be about a 2-minute break before the premiere, I would imagine. So we'll introduce Ollie's thing quickly before we then go into my thing. This is a very interesting thing that he chose. And it is Oh No by Girl Talk, a DJ, from his album All Day. And it's really cool stuff. It's like a mix-up of various different tunes. And in fact, I challenge you to count of how many tunes you recognise from it.
Oh, okay.
Different little bits.
All right.
Drum bits, vocal bits, guitar parts. There's just loads of different tunes thrown in there. So, little challenge to yourself. How many of those do you recognise?
I'll get my pen and paper out.
Exactly, yeah. It is the sound test, after all.
That is quite a test. You're throwing up quite a challenge.
Absolutely. We haven't got any answers on the question that I posed at the start of the show. And I completely forgot about that myself because we've had so much to go over.
Pose this question to me. I might be able to shed some light.
No, we're running out of time. Oh. I'll have to pose it again next week because the whole point is getting listeners' answers.
Okay.
So we'll go back to looping tracks next week and we'll hear some more thoughts on that. So you've got a whole week to think about effective looping tracks in video games that would never, ever bore you. No matter how much they're played over and over again in the background, that particularly never, ever bore you. I want to hear your thoughts on that next week. For now, to end the show, Jurassic Dope. Remember this? I think you might when it comes on. This was a big one for me from season one, from Contra Hardcore, and it is indeed a hardcore tune. Then straight into Girl Talk from Oh No. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, peace.
And thank you for coming, Dale.
No, man, thank you for having me.
Gathered in their masses.
Get out of the way.
Just like witches at black masses.
Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
Evil minds that plot destruction.
Get out the way.
Sorcerer of death's construction.
Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
In the fields of bodies burning.
Get out the way.
Machine keeps turning.
Get out the way, bitch, get out the way.
Death and hatred to mankind.
Get out the way.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord,
yeah. Oh, no, the fight's out. I'm about to punch your lights out. Get the fuck back, guard the grill. It's a room, we can't stay still. I've been drinking and busting too. And I've been thinking of busting. The motherfucking bohead. And if your friends are bitch, tell me both days. Causing confusion, disturbing the peace. It's not an illusion, we running the streets. So bye bye to all you groupies and gold diggers. Is there a bumper on your
about to get ran the fuck home.
If you with it, I'ma hit it, flip it, rub it up and smack it, look back at it, I'ma